Welcome back to another episode of Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Kendall Payton, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. NACM's Credit Managers Index slipped 1.6 points in May to 52.2, nearly erasing 3 months of improvement. NACM economist Amy Cruz Cutts says this indicates the economy could collapse under mounting pressure of lingering debt ceiling issues, interest rate hikes, and continued stress in the banking sector.
The index of favorable factors declined by 3.4 points. That was the reason why the overall index declined. And leading that was a decline in sales. But there seems to be now a pushback, right? So the response now is we raise prices and unit sales drops by more. So in economics terms, we call that the price elasticity.
The factor of rejections of credit applications improved to 48.7, with dollar amount beyond terms down 2.4 points to 51.7, as filings for bankruptcy sank 2.1 points into contraction territory. Although the index remained in a narrow range between 48.5 and 51.0 over the past 12 months, respondent comments indicate that they expect more bankruptcies over the coming months.
When I look at the respondent comments, which thank you very much for participants who take the time to add a few comments to explain kind of what you're seeing, more of you cited this month, I think this was the number one response, was that your customers are asking for an extension on terms. They don't want to go delinquent, so they're asking you for forgiveness before they go delinquent. And several of you noted that it's especially in your higher risk accounts that you're seeing a lot more trouble and you're starting to see some bankruptcies increase.
The index for accounts placed for collections is at 45.9, with a sharp decline in dollar collections, meaning credit managers are reporting they are placing more accounts for collection than before.
Now we're seeing a little more trouble getting those collections, still above that magic 50 number, but having more trouble getting those collections.
Cutts says the May CMI survey reversed almost all improvements made since January, and the CMI is now indicating a strong possibility of recession starting in 2023.
In January, I thought we were headed straight for recession. In sort of the February through April surveys, I was like, phew, dodge that bullet. And now in the May survey, you're telling me again that things are getting weaker, that there's more stress in the economy. And based on these numbers, I'm back into the recession that is going to happen sooner. So will it be a shallow recession? I can't say. When will it start? I can't say. But I think that at the moment, the conditions are right. And whether we tip all the way into an economic recession as judged by economists or simply a recession where businesses take the brunt of it and consumers go by unscathed, that remains to be seen.
Cutts also says the debt ceiling negotiation prevented a catastrophic outcome based on prior instances of the U.S. nearly reaching default.
Now, the market this time did not punish us as badly as what happened in, say, 2011 and 2013 when we hit the debt ceiling limits at those times and you know, again, up to the last minute. I think in part because the markets are like, oh, they're going to come to a deal. Had they not come to a deal, had we got to the weekend without a solution to this, I think we would have come to the table on Tuesday and the markets would have lost their minds. Politically, we may not have gotten what we individually would have wanted or our party may have wanted, but I think this was the best outcome we could hope for, which was to say, you know, pretty much a mild negotiation of what was finally negotiated and an agreement.
You can find the entire CMI report on our website at nacm.org. Be sure to join Cutts at Credit Congress on Monday afternoon, June 12th, for a discussion of the economy and what's to come next. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. In the meantime, you can also join Blackline Experts for a live webinar on Monday, June 5th at 11 a.m. on cash application and AR intelligence. It's a no-brainer.